Hey guys, welcome to the Perfectly Wasted Podcast. I'm the host, Dull Oxide. Today is episode 60, Why Drink? You can find all my previous episodes on the Drinking Wiseman YouTube channel, along with my bi-weekly podcast, Brew the Truth, my day-to-day photos, cosplay photos, cat photos on my Instagram, at Dull Oxide. So here we are at episode 60, and if you haven't figured it out by now, Perfectly Wasted, Brew the Truth, I enjoy drinking. I'm not an alcoholic, but I do enjoy alcoholic beverages. So that's why this episode I wanted to try and go over a little bit of reasons why people drink. So why drink? Now, everyone kind of has different reasons, but I feel like a lot of people's reasons are very similar or relatable to reasons for doing other things as well. So I want to say that probably the most commonly heard or commonly known of why people drink is because they want to feel better, you know, and I'm no exception. Of course, everyone at some point in their life has not felt very good and has sought out some way to feel better. And ways to do that can include anything by, you know, surrounding yourself, people that you love, going out and having a really great time doing something you really enjoy. You know, drinking is another one. Maybe over-the-counter medications or not over-the-counter medications. All of these ways to try and make yourself feel better if you maybe are depressed or just haven't had the best of days. So that's probably the most common. And while I don't want to say that alcohol is very interchangeable with a lot of different medications and you know, both over-the-counter and not over-the-counter medications, alcohol definitely has a different effect. So depending on what you kind of like, obviously you feel it out. So, you know, you don't feel very well. Maybe you're unhappy about something. You go to the doctor because you're unhappy for a very long time. The doctor gives you a prescription for something that'll hopefully make you feel better. And the reason you go to the doctor is because you don't want to feel bad anymore. So the doctor gives you this prescription, and these drugs do increase your mood or do make you feel better. And similarly, alcohol has an effect that people want to keep coming back for. So that's part of the reason why some people drink. Now, I'm not saying it's the best way to get over things, but some over-the-counter medications and even other medications that you can acquire illegally are not that cheap. So some people have no other cheap means to go through and to feel better. And when you do the math and, you know, let's say that you're buying like a $16, $17 bottle of vodka, for instance, which is pretty much my go-to. I really enjoy vodka. It's good. You know, you can cut it with a lot of different things and I don't feel like if you get a good enough vodka that the taste is terrible, at least. But, you know, you get a $16 to $20 bottle of vodka and you could maybe get like 20 to 40 drinks out of that, depending on what you're cutting it with and how much you're cutting it. I personally do double shots of pretty much everything. You know, at the start of this show, I went ahead and did a double shot, which is up to this nice little line here that I have in my pint glasses, and then filled the rest up with Diet Mountain Dew. And now I get to drink this as much as I want and be able to, you know, get a little buzz, basically. Feel a little bit better about myself, get a little bit more talkative, you know, those kind of things. So you can get between 20 and 40 drinks, maybe, depending on how much you're doing and how much alcohol affects you. And by far, $20 for a bottle of vodka is probably cheaper than a lot of medications, especially if you don't have something like insurance. So there's that. And then there's the other reason that people drink. So alternatively, people drink inside of social settings. Now, this could be because of peer pressure, it could be because they like the person that they are more when they're drinking, or it could just be because they enjoy drinking socially. Now, regardless of what your reason is, the reason that most people drink socially is because they want to have a good time with their friends, is at least what I feel. I personally find that by drinking, usually it makes me open up a little bit more. If you don't know me very well, I'm kind of a pretty serious person most of the time. I'm very logical. So when I drink, I loosen up a little bit more. I tend to not care as much about silly things, and I basically relax. In fact, I think the last time that I was out drinking with friends, I probably danced for several hours and probably shouldn't have because my legs were killing me and I can't dance at all. So that definitely made me loosen up some because if I were sober, I probably wouldn't have danced at all because I know I'm not a very good dancer and I don't actually enjoy dancing that much. But having alcohol in my system helped me, you know, just relax a little bit more. And that's probably why I drink as much as I do, is to help me relax and to get my mind off of different things, because it can definitely do these things. You know, obviously, if you don't have a need for motor function at that moment and you just want to feel better, alcohol is probably the easiest and fastest way to get there. So that's one of the things, is that, you know, I find personally it helps me open up. It helps me be a little bit more fun and more relaxed. And if you're just looking for a quick way to unwind at the end of the day, then a cheap, effective method is just, you know, alcohol and soda, basically, is what I do. You could take it up straight and, you know, go that route, or you can go with the good old standby beer, which a lot of people do. You know, tons and tons of people drink beer, and it's a great standby. It has a good bold taste, you know, depending on what beer you're going with, and it's very enjoyable. Now, there's plenty of different alcoholic beverages out there. My top three are probably whiskey, vodka, and beer, but everyone, of course, has their own preference. Some people really like tequila. That's not really my kind of thing, but I digress. So why drink? Why drink any of these things? So as I stated, it might be because you're looking for a quick fix to feel better about yourself. It could also be because you're in a social setting and you want to drink. And additionally, it could be for a plethora of other reasons that I just couldn't explain to you because I haven't felt. But ones that I believe that people have felt most frequently would be because they are depressed and are looking for some reason to feel slightly better, or because they can't afford medications that could possibly make them feel better, or because they're in a social setting and drinking is the norm. You know, you get a little bit drunk to be able to have a good time and feel good about yourself. As I said, in my case, it makes me more open, makes me more talkative, which is usually why I'm drinking either before, on, or during my podcasts, so that I can have a little bit more personality to be able to present to my online audience, you know, and that's you guys. So that's one of the reasons that I go through and drink. There are a ton of reasons that people drink. Most of them, unfortunately, are not great reasons. I feel like my reasons are pretty innocent, but at the same time, I also feel like I do drink probably more than the average person does. Now, that being said, I don't consider myself an alcoholic, but being an alcoholic in my mind means that you're basically drunk more often than you're not drunk, minus the time that you're sleeping, basically. So you're drunk more time while you're awake than you are while you're awake. And that's kind of that. I mean, that's a really high bar for most people, but honestly, I could say that, you know, in my opinion, at least, if you're drinking every single day and you're only having maybe like one or two drinks and you're not getting completely wasted before you go to bed, basically, and usually this is after work hours, let's say, because if you're drinking before work and if you're drinking after work, then you probably have a problem and you should probably seek help, to be honest. I mean, that's a little bit much, but if after work hours you're going out and having a little bit of fun, everyone's entitled to these things, you know, and how you do that is it's your own decision, you know. So if I come home from work and I want to have a couple of drinks to unwind because I had a particularly hard day, or just because it's a Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday, or in this case a Thursday, then, you know, that's what I want to do. So if you go out and have fun after any kind of day of work and you don't do drinking, then you can get on board with wanting to have a good time after work. And if the way I do that is by drinking, then that's why I drink, you know, because I enjoy it. So the majority of people probably do it because they kind of want to numb themselves, or because of, you know, wanting to feel better. So basically, I've only covered really two reasons why people drink, and those are to kind of loosen up and relax, and the other ones are for enhancement, you know, to try and make yourself feel better or feel numb in certain situations. But of course, there's a million different reasons that anyone could ever want to drink. So if you have another reason that I might not have mentioned, by all means, comment down below and let me know what your reason is. If you have any future suggestions for additional podcasts, of course, let me know. I'm always happy to try and do a podcast of something that you might find interesting, especially if you're a subscriber of mine, which there are very few of you, but I'm trying to build that up as always. Please do like, subscribe, and share, because of course it helps tremendously, as I've mentioned in my previous episodes. And as always, that was 10 minutes. perfectly wasted.